Welcome to the Male Models Podcast. I'm Colin Farrell, and that's Tom Hanks.
Welcome to the Male Models Podcast. I am Tom Hanks, as in I played Tom Hanks' role in Turner & Hooch on Disney Plus that was canceled after one small season.
You know, I bumped shoulders with Colin Farrell the other day.
Did you? Where?
The Jurassic World premiere.
You went?
Yup.
Yes!
It was a full circle moment for me, and we go into the after party, and who do we see there? None other than Colin Farrell.
Mazel tov, that's all you wanted in life. Not to touch Colin Farrell, but to go to the premiere.
It holds up.
Does it?
Are you going to go see it?
Nah.
Are you going to go see Top Gun?
No.
You said you want to go see one big budget movie.
I did, and yet now that the hype has sort of passed, I have very little, no interest.
You should go see Top Gun.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh, I guess we're not going to see it together.
I didn't see it yet.
Oh, okay. Then when should we go?
It's really good.
That's cool. Who'd you see it with?
My girlfriend.
Of course. Right? Because who else are you going to go see it with than the person you put your penis in? So you touched shoulders with Colin Farrell. I've actually talked to him.
Where?
We were at a charity event together.
That's sick. Was he cool?
Yeah, he's the best.
He came over dancing to his family. And as I was leaving, he was also leaving. And I was with Jason. So as we were all exiting simultaneously, somehow we sandwiched Colin and his son. So it went Jason, Colin's son, Colin Farrell, and then me. And the four of us are walking in a straight line for 20 seconds. And I was so close to asking for a selfie, but I held back.
You're smart.
Really?
Don't be that guy.
Why?
Because you're famous now, Joe.
Am I?
You know what? Let's end selfies.
No.
It's enough.
No, it's not.
It's enough already.
Do you know where Colin Farrell was in the movie? He wasn't.
Yeah, I don't believe I heard he was in the film.
Just Jeff Goldblum, Chris Pratt, Laura Dern. I forget the other guys.
I don't know who all three of those people are because I'm Gen Z. Anybody from Riverdale? Anybody from that show with Zendaya?
You and your Outer Banks, Stranger Things nonsense.
Anyone from Euphoria in it?
You didn't know it the first time. Did you even watch Euphoria?
I watched. Euphoria was one of those experiences for me. I don't know how to equate it other than to say I watched it. I could recognize the quality of it. And I was like, oh, this is very clever. But I couldn't keep watching it.
No?
Mm-mm. It's not unlike, and I know that I was sort of the one who started the whole doctrine on this podcast of, Joe, we need to know what's going on. We need to have our finger on the pulse. We need pop culture.
Yeah.
And you took the assignment beautifully and started watching the Kardashians.
Yeah, still 8 episodes deep.
Because what could be more pop culture? So I too, wanting to make good on my statement, watched some of the Kardashians and couldn't even get past the first 20 minutes.
No.
I tried 3 times.
Really?
I so don't care. And this is not a judgment on them. I respect them. I've only heard good things about them. I'm not one of those types. Just for my consuming pleasure, I couldn't even. I think Kim Kardashian said something to one of her kids. One of her kids was going down a slide and she said, "Wasn't that fun?" And the kid went, "No." And I was like triggered. Because I feel like that's something my son says to me. And I'm like, I can't watch this.
Did you watch it with your wife?
No.
Oh, by yourself?
She watches all these things alone. My wife tries to front like she's cool.
Yeah.
And she is cool. But she also is like totally consumes everything and anything basic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch the Kardashians, but I almost watch it with like a blank slate brain. It's like a flat. My brain is like a wall and like things are being thrown against it, but nothing's sticking to it. I can't absorb anything and be like, whoa, but I am watching it to be relevant in the pop culture scene.
You're checking out.
I'm checked out for that 40 minutes and I'm like ready for it to be over.
It's mindless.
1000%.
Like at night, if I've done everything I'm supposed to for the day, I will get on my couch and my wife is probably falling asleep around 9-ish. And I will say, it's time to treat yourself. And it's the most mindless thing I do. And I'll just sit and... Because there's a part of me that goes, you're an actor. Watch a great film. Or we're in the renaissance of some of the greatest television ever. Hey, start Game of Thrones. No.
Can we say it at the same time what I think you're watching? One, two, three. Jersey
TikTok.
Shore. Oh!
Jersey Shore is my shit, and I'm not ashamed of that in any way. But yeah, I just, I open my phone, and I just go on my For You page for an hour to 90 minutes straight.
Wow.
So much so that my pinky starts to hurt from holding my phone.
Wow.
Like, I start thinking I have nerve damage.
Do you like the videos that you like, and then do you show anybody?
Sometimes I show. I also feel like I'm doing a bit of R&D to like think of ideas that I can make for my own funny videos. Mm-hmm. But inevitably, I'm just like, where am I going today?
Yeah.
Am I going to go to France? Am I going to watch a cooking video? Am I going to see something ha 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 funny? Maybe a car review? Maybe I'm going to see something that has to do with medicine because I'm all over medicine TikTok.
Oh, sure. I'm sure your algorithm is like so Josh Peck.
My algorithm is so Josh Peck. And that's sometimes where I'm like, why aren't I finding out about any of the cool trends? It's because I follow anesthesiologists.
You're watching like little surgery videos. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm like, and I love fighting. So I'll see like an MMA fighter and see like this brutal knockout. And the next video will be their doctor sewing up their eyebrow.
Yeah. They're so good at that algorithm.
Well, when they're spying on you, it's easy to know your algorithm.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I'll get videos of people after I just like left them 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very, really scary.
Before we let the Jurassic Park of it go. So you basically begged me to get you into Jurassic Park. I said, can't help you, don't want to. You went with Jason. Here's my guess. You were planting little seedlings all around for the past month. Who are my powerful friends?
2 months.
Friends in the industry.
For sure.
People with sway.
Anyone that could pull those strings.
And was Jason the one that bared fruit in that sort of sprinkling?
Yeah.
So was it an outgoing call or someone reached out to him and he was like, oh, perfect, let me call Joe?
Every plug that he tried, no one was able to get him in.
Because he's been going to a lot. Like, that's how he met Jim Carrey. Is he just going for content?
Yeah, content. Yeah, content.
Cool.
And for fun, whatever.
Solid. But
he like met some intern that was at Universal Studios that was able to pull the favor in.
It was actually someone who works like at the theme park at Universal. He met the guy who hits the button on the Jurassic Park ride.
It says, arms up. Are you a roller coaster guy?
Yeah, I am. We talked about this, but we both get nauseous. Boring. Do you even listen to the pod? So Jason calls you. Do you go nuts? Are you just like a little girl?
He surprised me at someone's birthday party with a cake, and the tickets were inside the cake.
Oh, on camera.
Yeah, and I lost my shit. That's the one thing I wanted. The one thing was to go see Jurassic Park.
Wow.
And because I wanted to see it like first. I also have tickets to go see it on the 12th. Comes out on the 10th.
Wow.
Yeah. Super fan, man.
Whoa, I don't like anything that much at all. Not even my son. Shout out Max. What it must be like to like something?
To put it in words, normally I'm like, if I have my camera, I'm like so confident I'm ready to film. I'm like annoying. I'm just trying to get video, whatever. As soon as I got to that red carpet, I was quiet, shy, timid. I did not talk. I was just like taking it all in. I was so nervous.
Was the music playing on the red carpet?
Yep.
Wow.
That I saw Pete Wentz. He walked by me.
Fallout Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a really cool scene. The last Jurassic Park premiere that I went to, I thought was cooler. It was a little more like spaced out and there was more stuff because this one was on Hollywood Boulevard, which is like really tight and narrow.
Oh, sorry, we're recovering from a pandemic. Sorry, over a million people died. Sorry, it's a little scaled back. Oh, sorry. You know?
It's okay.
Sorry, we're approaching a recession. Gas prices are at a historical high.
Have you ever been to a premiere on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, I have.
Which
one? For a movie I was actually in.
Which one? Red Dawn?
Ice Age.
Woo!
Woo!
Who is your...
Shout out Ice Age. Thank you, Ice Age.
Sean William Scott.
Sean William.
Did you record...
What's funny about Ice Age is that progressively as each movie came out, the premiere sort of got smaller and smaller until finally the premiere for the fifth one was on the Fox Studios lot.
Oh, really?
Like when the premiere is on the lot, that's like having a graduation party at your house. It's like, well, they're not paying rent.
Why was that?
Because I think at that point they know, I don't know. I mean, because Jurassic Park, those are events, they're moments, right?
Yeah, but so what I say, that movie was a hit.
Total hit. But I think at that point, they just go like, what are we getting? Because, you know, they're not doing it for any reason but to make money.
Right.
They want press. So they're leveraging that. Mm-hmm. So if they say, okay, if we do a premiere, it's going to cost us $1 million. Does that equate to $1 million in press for the pickup of the premiere?
Right. No one's really writing articles on Ice Age 5.
Right.
Right. Does anyone ever come up to you and say, I loved you in Ice Age?
I'll get a mention here and there. I'll get the weirdest mentions for things when I'm least expecting it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, and I like, because, you know, it's always either like Drake and Josh, or for a while it was social media and YouTube. Every now and then it's a modeler. I love it when people say I'm a modeler or Tammy Topics. I'm like, yes, my fandom, my fiefdom. People have mentioned that, or Ninja Turtles, where I did a voice for a while.
So is it weird when someone says that their favorite body of work of yours is a voiceover?
No, I don't mind it. I just like that they like anything I did.
That's cool.
Oh, which leads me to the next question. How would you rather die?
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay. Would you rather... So you could either save a city bus full of commuters.
What kind of city?
Medium to large. Sacramento, perhaps. Okay. And this bus is full of commuters. Okay. These are good standing people.
They pay their taxes.
They pay their taxes. They're probably paying taxes for the rich, too, because, you know, those bastards are getting away with murder.
Okay.
And it's, you know, 40 to 50 people on the bus.
Bus driver, too?
The bus driver's name is Dante. He's been doing it for 17 years.
Oh, wow. Veteran.
A lot of people, when they get on the bus, they go, morning, D. And he goes, morning, Rick. Or Dan. He knows everyone's names.
Okay.
He also, you know what else? You know what he does on holidays? He has a little bag of candy that is holiday themed.
So this guy loves his job.
You put your Metro card in, and then he goes, take a peanut butter cup. Shaped like a bunny.
Oh,
happy
wow.
Easter.
Not even a peppermint?
No. He invests.
Okay.
He goes to CVS and he gets the nice candy. Nice.
What time of day is this?
Morning. Morning commute. Busy.
And what happens to the bus?
It's on fire.
Oh, okay.
You have to rescue all these people from a city bus. But you're going to die in
inside
the fire.
Okay.
Right. Like right as you get the last person out, they're in a wheelchair.
Right.
And you summon the strength of 1,000 men and you carry them in their wheelchair out. And it's electric wheelchair.
I just took pre-workout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're doped up on creatine. And
I just started it the other day.
You look like you're retaining water. And
do I?
No.
Okay. I hate you.
And I don't know. Why are you taking creatine? You don't lift heavy weight.
Wait, are we on the bus or what's going on?
Sorry, all the things you say upset me. So that's what's going to happen. You're going to save 40 people on a bus, including Dante.
Okay.
And Wheelchair Willie. But you're going to be trapped on the bus as you escort Willie off the bus. And it's going to, you know, I mean, a bus don't burn low. It burns high.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's option two?
Or you could die by strapping a bomb to yourself.
Oh, my God. Why?
And hold on. You infiltrate a terrorist cell.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, or like just like a clubhouse of bad guys, like a bad guy meetup.
Okay.
And you basically, and like, but this is scary. And you know that if you get caught at any time, it's going to be a painless death. Once you hit the button, it's going to be like, you're done, right? Way less painful than the school bus death.
Okay.
But you've got to infiltrate. And you know at any moment, if they smell it on you, if they think that you're not with them, if they think that you're like, you know, a good guy, they will stop you from triggering the vest, and then you will proceed to be, you know. You'll be tortured. Slowly, forever.
How many bad guys?
A lot. It's a meetup. Like, I'm talking like the MagCon of bad guys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm done. Is there a better reference?
I don't think so.
10 of the top 10 world Interpol's most wanted. So what's the answer, baby? Dante? or you get the terrorist cell.
I feel like the
Dante or the crook clubhouse.
The crook
Dante or the bad guy meetup.
Why'd you have to give him a name?
Who, Dante?
Yeah, you giving these people names makes it more difficult.
Dante or Wheelchair Willie?
It's the bad guy cell.
That's what you're going to do.
1,000%. No, not 1,000%. I don't know. That's such a tricky question.
I know. That's why I posed it.
I'll do the bad guy cell because I feel like there'd be more damage leaving them around.
Hmm.
And plus, when we think about anyone who's like most physically fit to take them down, it is probably me.
Hmm.
Because we can't leave that up to somebody else like Jocko or Chris Hemsworth.
No, I support that. I think that's right.
I think I'm the only one that can infiltrate them easily. Thanks to Helix Sleep for sponsoring this episode.
Up until the last couple years, mattress buying was a grift, okay? You go into these showrooms that are way too big. You're like, what's the rent in this place? How are the lights always on? And am I being taken advantage of? Introduce Helix Sleep to solve all your problems. They should win like a Presidential Medal of Honor because they've literally cut out the middleman. They've made it easy for you to have a fabulous, outstanding mattress that comes straight to your home in a box. I don't know who created this technology, but it has a very small footprint, but most importantly, the mattress is comfortable as crap.
Helix Mattress sent us mattresses, and I've had the best sleep of my life. I'm obsessed with it. It's so easy and fun to unbox. It's an experience, and you get to remember the experience.
Helix Sleep, they have a quiz that just takes 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Well, why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep, my friend.
Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2021 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as the go-to solution for improving your sleep.
They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses, which is also my body types. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Mattresses great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains, which Joe has a lot of because he's constantly on a fast.
So just go to helixsleep.com/malemodels, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you with the customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life.
They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away.
Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattresses and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/malemodels. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/malemodels. Thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring this episode.
Look, there's a certain confidence that comes with being properly groomed. There's an aura, a vibe. You know what? I'm going off script here. You should be groomed. Stop it. What are you, lazy? I don't care whether you're in a relationship or not. It's gross to have too much hair. Does anyone like that, Joe?
Back in the 80s.
Nobody likes it. Look, the truth is we'd like to introduce to you the biggest and best ultimate hygiene bundle yet from Manscaped, the Platinum Package 4.0. Look, Manscaped is the leader in below-the-waist grooming. Now, trust them with the rest. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off. Free shipping with the code MALEMODELS. I said that a little early, so Joe, do you want to say stuff?
The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and Weed Whacker Nose Hair and Ear Hair Trimmer features proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to prepare your delicate parts and holes. Both are waterproof so you can shave with less mess.
Here's the truth, right? And I know what you're thinking. Meh, I'll just figure it out. I shave my face with a razor. It's not... No. You're not going to just figure it out. You know what you're going to do? You're going to avoid it. You're going to have overgrowth, or you're just going to hack away at it one day and give yourself like a class 5 bleed.
I use Manscaped. I love it. So guys, go get 20% off and free shipping with the code MALEMODELS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code MALEMODELS.
When you trim the hedges, the tree stands taller. Hey, you want to know what else happened to me recently?
Sure. Wait, real quick, who would you save?
I would do the bomb just because I don't want to burn. Sorry, Dante.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, like, what would happen to a bus where, I guess, if it got flipped, like, how would people get trapped in a bus? It's flipped, and it flipped itself about, it got into such a crazy collision that it flipped itself in between the divider and a wall of a freeway.
And it's probably on a bridge.
and it's on a bridge.
That's the hurry.
And and it's upside down, and there's just cement on both sides.
And we're not in the Spider-Verse.
Right.
No superheroes are coming.
Not good. Not good for no one.
No.
Okay, so I have to tell you what happened to me recently, and I'm pretty, pretty proud of myself. So, hey, have you ever had anything dry cleaned?
Yeah, my suit.
Normal thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever left something at the dry cleaner for a prolonged period of time?
No, because I'm responsible.
Okay, so I'm not.
Okay.
It is not odd for me to leave things. And please, any dry cleaners listening, feel free to weigh in. Hit me in the DMs. It's not odd for me to leave something somewhere 3 to 9 months.
Months?
I make it their problem.
That's a long time.
I know, but I'm very busy.
But at that point, you don't even care about it.
I know.
Why'd you drop it off at the cleaners to begin with?
Because what I think is, great, I got to get something done. This is a responsible thing. Here, you take it. And then Joshy forgets.
Do you forget, or you get lazy and you don't want to go pick it up?
Joshy got a lot on his mind. Both.
You probably you drop it off and then you go film a TV show for 9 months.
I get lazy and I have a lot on my mind.
Yeah.
I sometimes think, it's safer with them.
What did you leave there?
About $120 worth of clothes, maybe 14 items.
Are we talking the Josh Peck standard horizontal striped shirt you wear all the time?
That.
Oh, so that stuff you wear on the reg?
No. It's mostly like dress shirts, so I don't need them a lot.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the thing about dress shirts, right? Like, this isn't the 50s. What's Paige going to starch them for me? Like, and that's a problem. Anytime you wear anything remotely dressy, it requires dry cleaning.
Yeah, especially with us sexy boys with our pit stains.
Yeah, it's just it's a ridiculous thought that I'm going to stand there for the, 40 minutes it's going to take me to properly launder this shirt, then to do all the ironing, how to like crisp the collar. Like, it's worth the $3.
Are you getting like little white specks on your clothes lately?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know where it's coming from. Someone else is getting it too. It's like ruining my bed sheets. It's ruining my shirts. Yeah. If anyone knows.
Well, so I left this stuff. And so finally I'm like, all right, let me go in. I need to get this stuff. I was going to a wedding. I needed some options. So I'm like, let me go get it.
You were wearing that to the wedding? Oh, like.
I needed a nice shirt.
Okay.
So I go into my local dry cleaners. You know who you are.
So you're already in a crunch. You're like, I know what I need this outfit for.
Yeah, but I know stores exist too. So okay. Like worst case, I could just go buy a, a blue dress shirt. And I go in and I actually have even more clothes. And I'm like, I'm going to drop off the clothes, which I do. And then I go, also I'm here to, I'd like to pick up my things.
Do you have the ticket?
Ticket. No one has their dry cleaning ticket.
You have
the way.
A picture of the ticket?
No one has that. You take a picture of your ticket.
Of course. I drop off a camera to get photos developed. I have a picture of my ticket.
You get pictures developed? Is this 1998?
Yeah.
Where? At your local pharmacy?
Valley Photo.
Are you getting doubles?
No, I don't get dupes.
Do you get 5x7?
4x6 gloss.
Stop it. On what? A disposable camera?
No, a regular film camera upstairs.
You have a film camera?
I'll take it. I'll take a picture of you.
Who are you?
I'll give you the negative.
Oh my, what? Stop it. You're a hipster. What's going on with you? I feel like I should call you like Jobert right now or something.
Do it.
So I go to the dry cleaner and because this is what happens. You give them your phone number and they pull up your account. They go, great, no problem. We have your items already. They go, we don't have anything here. I go, yes, you do.
Immediately?
I just go, yeah, you do.
You call it their bluff?
Yeah, I'm like, it's not a shirt. Like if it was one shirt, I'd be like, maybe it went missing. Maybe I'm crazy. But I'm like, it's 12 items. I'm like, you have it.
Yeah.
They go, no, we don't.
Do you remember when you dropped it off?
I knew it was last year.
Of 2021?
Yeah, I knew it was late 2021.
What season?
The winter. Hey, come on, winter.
Like fall, winter, or winter?
No, winter, winter, winter. I'm not a monster.
Okay.
So I'm like, no, you do. Like, and I'm very aware, A, because I'm a public person, and B, because I'm not a scumbag. Like, I'm very much like, listen, let me take ownership here. I'm a schmuck. This is ridiculous. But you should have it. I've left longer. Like, this is only 6 months. Like, usually the policy is, this has happened to me before, where a dry cleaner has called me and said, we've put your clothes in storage. We don't want to house them in our store anymore. It's been over a year.
And then would they charge you extra for that?
And then they'll be like, your storage fee is going to be $10 a month until you pick it up. And I'll be like, again, happy to pay. Someone else's problem. So, but
second closet, I don't care.
Cheaper than a storage space.
$10, that's a deal.
So I go, no, you do have it. And quickly I see this manager listening, overhearing, and he's like, and you could just tell, I could tell by the look on his face. I'm like, oh, you're not in the mood to help me. And he goes, you have the ticket?
What town are we in?
Brentwood. A lovely part of California.
A big cleaners?
Yes, corporate. Like, this is like a proper corporate joint. This ain't some mom and pop, you know. Small business makes the world go round. Blah, 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 blah. We love small business. This is Chrissy Corporate. So I go, you have it. And he goes, you have the ticket? I go, of course not. What?
Immediately you're just like, no. You didn't even do like the look around in your pockets.
Yeah, I'm like, from 6 months ago, what am I, a hoarder?
I clearly don't like holding on to stuff.
So he goes, you don't have the ticket, we can't get it. Like, we can't even look, right? Like, really on some, like, I'm not going to help you. You don't have anything here. And the girl is, like, straight up telling me, you have nothing here. And then she's telling me this. And this is where I started. This is where they picked the wrong fight. This is where they picked the wrong one. On the next episode,
Male Models.
Wait, I have to finish from last week.
Okay, and you had me right there. I want to know what happened.
I bet so did everyone else.
God damn.
That's what we call a classic Cliffy, baby. Oh, last week, I can just wrap this up quick. I was ice skating in Central Park at Woolman Rink, formerly owned by President Donald Trump, 44th president of the United States of America, and 45th. Hot. Anyway, you would know.
Who's on the $50 bill?
Oh.
Oh. Do you know?
Oh, Ulysses S. Grant.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm fucking smart.
Did you actually not know that?
Didn't we do that with Jonah recently?
Yeah, he was wrong though.
Well, yeah. And why is Ulysses S. Grant important?
Beats me.
He led the Union forces and helped us win the Civil War.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure. Let's look it up.
Okay.
You have Google?
I have Gary Google.
You have Wi-Fi? I only know that because my friend went to Ulysses S. Grant High School.
He led the Union armies to victory over the Confederacy in the American Civil War. That's a good fun fact. 1865.
Suck it, Robert E. Lee. Okay, so I was ice skating with my class. It was fourth grade. We went ice skating. I fell over because I was a chubby boy, put my right hand down, broke my wrist, told my mom. She was like, let's sue them. I was like, let's. I wind up having to go into a bunch of like depositions against Woolman Rink in Central Park.
You versus Donald Trump.
I know. No wonder I lost.
And oh, you lost?
Well, it was like mediated, and we basically, because I told her, I was like, you know, the ice was like, everyone testified that the ice was very slushy that day. A lot of slush. And I was like, I think I tripped over the slush. I was just fat and uncoordinated. And I'm pretty sure that was their lawyer's defense too, because when the judge heard that, he went, you guys lose. And we didn't get a dime. I mean, basically, Woolman Rink said, you know, you were ice skating, right? And I said, yeah. And they're like, and you know, you're chubby, right? And I was like, doy. And the judge was like, let's get lunch. Should we do our shout out?
Yeah.
Hot.
Before we end it again, when you were on Bobby Lee's podcast, you guys looked at our cover photo and he didn't roast us or make fun of us at all.
No, he believed we're models.
I know. I was watching it and the amount of anxiety and stress I had in my heart was so heavy waiting for him to be like, you two look like idiots. Nothing.
No, he believed it.
That's crazy.
Off mic, he complimented my legs. I wore shorts and that time it was the right move. Didn't they look good?
Yeah, they did.
I'm starting to believe that it was the Viophile's shitty camera angles. That made me insecure because I looked great.
You do.
It was a great thing. It was a great podcast. I was really being totally honest about it, I was really nervous about being on that pod because I am a huge fan of it. And when I left, I felt really insecure. Like, so much so that I was like, maybe I don't like this pod as much as I thought.
Because you didn't want to look, you didn't want to fail on it and then it'd be on you?
I felt like I looked stupid. And I was like literally trying to talk myself out of it. I'm like, the podcast's not that great.
Yeah.
Like, and then when I saw it and it turned out well and people were like, oh my gosh, he's a fellow papaya. Like, he loves it. He's part of the Slept Kingdom. Like, yeah, you know, Bobby Lee talk. And I was like, oh my God, I'm part of the club. I feel so honored. And by the way, they couldn't have been nicer.
Like, yeah,
couldn't have been cooler. Him and Kalila and Gilbert and George. And so I felt very honored. And it just made me realize that I'm not a good witness to my own life. I don't see things clearly.
No.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. You have a very diluted sense of reality on yourself.
Negative. Bad. Sure. Bad, right?
Yeah.
What else is good about me?
Let's just read the last review.
We don't have time for that. Shout out to Papaya Seedling, who wrote, Tiger Belly brought me here. These two babe boys hit the ear holes just right.
Bam.
Bam. So if you want to get a shout out, give us 5 stars and write a review on the Apple Podcast Store.
Let's go.